Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 24th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 18.5 cents at 674. September wheat down 12.75 cents at 936.5, and November beans up 8.75 cents at 1224.25. The wheat did something I haven't seen it do in ages out here. We rallied at about 34 cents off of last night's low during the evening to about 7 o'clock this morning. And then we didn't open up quite as high as we were overnight. And that was pretty much the highs. And then wheat broke 34.5 cents off the highs by the close here. So basically up 35, down 35. Very wild action. Obviously, we had some hedging coming in here during the day. We don't see anything particularly friendly out here on the wheat. The exports this morning weren't bad, as we talked about this morning. 478, it's a little bit better. Japan and Mexico taking the two big chunks, 164,000 metric tons each. They keep talking about, Ukrainian grain, and it's the current estimates have it 4 million metric tons higher than previous estimates. A million for wheat, 2 million for corn. So, the Ukrainians are going to have a crop. Now, whether they can get it out and get it sold remains to be seen. It looks like it's getting out by truck and by rail. Anybody who thinks that it's going to get out by the ports, I think, is wrong. The Russians just won't let that happen. But, there's wheat around the world to be had. We've seen Australia, Canada make some sales here. We know that Egypt has cut back on their purchases. So I don't know if it's going to be quite as bad as people think it is out here. The corn market very strong here today, up 18.5 cents. Certainly due for some kind of rally after the last several days in this market. One of the weather gurus is putting in a heat dome again after the 4th of July weekend. Between now and then, it looks very moderate. Typical summer weather. Storms popping up here and there. Temperatures running 80 to 92 degrees. So we don't see a whole lot of stress on the crop. Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio could use some rain out here. We don't have any rain in Illinois forecast, or at least in the Chicago northern part of the state here, for the next week or so. So, if we come in on Sunday night and it's hot and dry, we'll certainly open up higher. If they've added some rains, it'll be a problem. On the technical side of the market, December corn did something today it hasn't done since August of 2020, and that was to close under the 20-day moving average. Believe it or not, we haven't closed. We've traded through it a couple of times, but we haven't closed under it since August of 2020. So certainly not a good sign out here. On the daily chart, that was on the weekly chart. On the daily chart, we closed with the 20-day crossing over the 50-day. They call that the death cross. Now, all that is very bearish technically, but does it matter in a summer market if we come in hot and dry Sunday night? No, it really won't matter. Now, the funds, I've got them long after tonight, about 217,000 contracts of corn. If they want to blow out before the report next week, we could move a lot lower. There are some people that think that we're going to see an increase in corn acres out here. So if that happens, we have decent weather through July, these prices are headed south. Keep in mind that these markets can move back to December corn at six, going from 675 tonight. They could go down to $5. Who knows out here? Look at what cotton, July cotton, did here today. It went from 132 to 100, down 32 cents. In one day. Now, December cotton was down 4 cents, but that's unprecedented. So, I don't expect that in the corn, but I think it goes to show you how volatile these markets are and that the funds are long, and if they're long and wrong, they could have a big problem out here. So I think, as I always do in here, it's imperative. Nobody likes to buy puts on a dollar break, but you won't mind it too much if there's a $1.75 break ahead of us in the next 8 weeks. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.